我们一同打开《使徒行传》第一章。
Turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
主耶稣升天以前的应许。
Before Christ's ascension, his promise.
主耶稣升天以前所赐下的应许。
The promise that the Lord gave us before his ascension.
我们大家一同来读。
Let us read.
第八节
verse 8,
我们单读第八节。
We will read verse 8 alone.
一二三，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，这到地极做我的见证。当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
我们念过的一些圣经
What we have already read
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
第十六节
Verse 16
我们一同来读
Let's read it together
一二三我不以福音为耻这福音本是上帝的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希利尼人这福音本是上帝的大能要救一切相信的
This gospel is the power of God for all who believe.
我们再看哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在上帝的面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心力夺回，使他们都顺服基督。我们一同来读一二三第四第五节
Verse 4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在上帝的面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事一概攻破了又将人所有的心力夺回使他们都顺服基督我们再次低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊求你在这最后的时间你没有撇下我们主啊你继续对我们说话承前你心中为这个会议所定的美意主啊使我们也领受你在这个聚会中间要给我们的完美的恩典主、啊、求主给我们回去的时候带着主你自己的权柄带着主你自己的使命带着纯正的动机也带着你所给我们的能力就是圣灵的能力使我们去的时候可以做你有用的器皿有能力有果效的一个见证主你听我们的祷告赐福以下的谈论每一分钟每一句求主你真理的圣灵引导我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名求见阿们我们第一天思想到这个大使命的本质的问题
First evening we thought about the nature of the Great Commission
在加利利山我们听主怎么样吩咐我们
On the mountain in Galilee we heard the command of our Lord
第二天我们要在我们内心的深处审查我们的动机是什么
The next evening we have to evaluate what is the motive in our hearts
第三天我们看见伟大的宣教士保罗定下了怎么样的心志
The third night we saw what kind of desire that the great evangelist Paul had
今天我们回头再思想我们所传的福音有怎么样的能力
Tonight let us think of the power of the gospel which we preach
我们凭着权柄被差派出去
With authority we have been sent out
我们就要带着能力成就所被差派的使命
Therefore with power we will fulfill what we have been given
我刚奉献不久的时候
Not long after I dedicated my life
老牧师对我说从容你不要做一个没有能力的传道人。
An old pastor came to me and said, Stephen, don't be a powerless preacher.
你要求上帝的面。
You must ask for the face of God.
你要寻求他的能力。
You must find his power.
否则不要站着讲道。
Otherwise, don't preach.
我以战惊的心跪在主的面前。
With a heart of fear, I kneeled before God.
主啊，当我的口为你讲话的时候。
I said, Lord, when my mouth speaks for you.
愿你的能力在我的身上表现。
May your power be manifested through me.
上帝的国度不单在乎言语，更在乎全能。
God's kingdom is not just in words, but in authority.
神的言语是神意志的一个表达。
God's word is a manifestation of His will.
神的全能是神意志的一个成全。
God's power is the fulfillment of God's will.
上帝用他的话把他的心意表明出来。
With His word, God has manifested His will.
上帝用他的能力成全了他心中所定的。
And with His power, He fulfills what He has said.
这样主的言语同主的全能中间没有距离。
So there's no distance between the power and the word of God.
今天教会的毛病在哪里？
What is the problem with the church today?
我们的言语同全能发生了差距。
There's a distance between our word and power.
我们的理论很多。
We have lots of theory.
但是我们并没有追求与理论相称的能力。
But we have not asked for an appropriate power.
我年轻的时候多么炫目一些的传道人。
When I was young, I envied many preachers.
当他们安慰的时候，有安慰的能力在话语里面。
When they were comforting, there was the comforting power in their words.
当他们责备的时候，有责备的能力在。
When they rebuked, there was the power of rebuke.
当他们造就的时候，有造就的能力在话语里面。
And when they edified, there was the power of edification in them.
我们每一个人就求主给我们能力。
So we must all ask the Lord to give us strength.
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit descends upon you,
你们就必的准能力。
You will receive power.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
神的应许绝对不落空的。
And God's promise will never fall short.
我们今天要用信心领受神的话语。
Today with faith we accept God's word.
这个信使我们就可以支取无穷无尽的能力。
And this faith allows us to tap on this endless source. 保罗说，
我不以福音为耻。
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是上帝的能力。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
我个人相信上帝的道超过所有文化的总和。
I personally believe that God's word transcends the entire civilization.
神是真理的源头。
God is the source of truth.
相信真正的真理，也就是真理，是统一的。
A person who believes in true truth is the same as truth.
自然界的知识。
The natural knowledge.
绝对不会与真正属灵的知识相抗衡。
It's never going to be contrary to the true knowledge.
相反是相调和的。
It is harmony.
因为启示这个自然的真理的是上帝。
Because it is God who reveals the natural truth.
启示圣经真理的也是上帝。
God is the same one who reveals the biblical truth.
普遍启示同特殊启示同一个源头而来。
So natural and special revelation come from the same source.
所以真理本身不可能是互相矛盾的。
So truth can never be contrary to each other.
这个真理成为我们人生最大的力量。
And this truth becomes the greatest power in our life.
我给信心下一个特别的定义。
Let me define faith.
信仰是什么呢？
What is faith?
对真理的忠实，这个叫做信仰。
It's a faithfulness to the truth. That is the belief.
当你对真理忠实的时候，你就是有信仰。
When you are loyal to the truth, you have a faith.
非基督徒与基督徒不同的地方。
What is the difference between Christians and non-Christians?
他们所信的真理是支离破碎的真理。
The truth in which they believe is fragmented.
我们信的真理是统一的真理。
Yet we believe in a unity in truth.
他们信的真理是静止性的真理。
They believe in a passive kind of truth.
我们信的真理是与生命建联的真理。
Yet we believe in a truth that is life.
在老子的道。
In Lao Tzu's 道，
在孔子思想中间的道
，In Confucius' system
是无位格的道。
Tao is a personless 道。
在我们圣经中间的道是有位格的道。
Yet the Tao in our Bible is a person 道。
在所有文化里面所要找到的道。
All the Taos you can find in civilization
以人做出发点去求的道。
Starts from the human standpoint.Comes out the word.
神所启示的道
Yet the 道 revealed by God
神做出发点的道
comes from God.
这样道路就从那边来不从这边去
Therefore the way comes from this side.
这个道的内涵就是道路真理生命
And the content of this 道 is the way, the truth, and the life.
基督就是这个真理最有形的就具体的表彰
Christ is the most comprehensive manifestation of this 道
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
他是有具体的把上帝的智慧有形有体的向人显现
Comprehensively and physically he has manifested the 道 of God.
为这个缘故呢
For this
我们今天传扬上帝的道
We who preach God's word.
这个福音里面包含着什么呢
What does it entail?
解决人生一切问题的最重要的真理都在里面
The most important truth that solves all human problems is in it.
你对这个真理忠实的程度
The degree to which you are faithful to this truth,
就是你能有能力把这个真理传扬出来的程度。
And that is the degree to which you can be powerful in spreading.
就是帮助我们一生一世尽正确的去了解神的话语。
Help us in our whole life that we will know God's word.
尽正确的去表达这个真理。
And truthfully express the truth.
尽正确的真诚的忠于这个真理。
And truthfully be loyal to this truth.
神的能力就来了。
And God's power will come.
神只能忠于他自己。
Because God will be loyal to himself.
凡不忠于他自己的神都不同在。
Whoever is not loyal to him, God is not with him.
当一个人真正忠于神的真理的时候，神的同在，神的能力也就在那里彰显。
When a person is really loyal to his truth, God's power and presence is with him.
这二十六年来，我有一个很大的祷告。
In these 26 years, I have a prayer.
我们盼望各地的教会最大的聚会，不是要看神迹，不是要看歌星，不是要看出名的人。
I pray that the largest congregate meeting of this world is not to see miracles, not to see a good show or movie star,
乃是要听纯正的道理，
but to listen to the pure truth.
为了要达到这个心愿，
in order to achieve this desire,
我付了很多的代价，
I have paid a big price.
盼望把上帝的道很正确的把它讲明，
so that I will correctly give an exposition of God's word.
否则我们基督徒，我们教会的信仰就没有基础。
Otherwise, we Christians will have no foundation.
这个在我们里面的这个道宝贵到什么程度呢？
How precious is this word in our hearts?
这个道呢，重要到什么程度呢？
How important is this word?
这个道是支配万有的。
This word commands all.
这个老子讲过，有物混成，先天地生，周行而不殆，独立而不改，可以为天下之母。我不知道他念过没有这一段，就比天地更早的这个道。
This 老子 concept of 道 is pre-existing before the heavens and earth.
运行在万有中间。
It works in all.
但是这个道是谁呢？
But what is this 道？
其实只有基督教把真正的答案告诉我。
Only Christianity has given us the answer.
耶稣基督就是这个道。
Jesus Christ is the word.
今天我们如果真正认识这位基督，
we who really know Christ,
更实实在在感受了这位基督为我们成全的那数天的道路，
and have substantially felt what Christ has accomplished in a heavenly way to us,
就没有一个人因为认识基督就变成生命贫穷。
No one will be poor in his life by knowing Christ.
没有一个文化因为接受基督变成退后的。
Not one culture will regress because they accept Christ.
没有一种理性因为认识基督就变成迟钝的。
Not one rationale will be dulled because they knew Christ.
我相信神的道在哪里，人一定更聪明。
I believe that where God's word is, man will be clever.
神的信仰不叫我们谋杀我们的理性。
God's truth never asks us to murder our own rationality.
以这样的一个心智，
with this heart,
我们站在知识分子的面前，
we stand before the intellectual,
我们站在诸世界的文化的面前，
we stand before the civilizations of the world,
把神的道宣扬出来，
and to spread God's word.
那么我要问一个问题，
I want to ask you a question.
就是当上帝的道正确传扬出来的时候，
when God's word is correctly preached,
有什么能力表现在这个道的里面的？
What is the power that is manifested?
你们就必得准能力。
You will receive power.
那个能力是什么能力？
What kind of power is that?
我们从普遍的观念来看，
From a general viewpoint,
改变人的能力，
the power that changes,
拯救人的能力，
the power that changes man.
这些是我们很熟悉的。
We know this power.
但我们要更深一层的思想，神的道里面到底发生了什么能力。
But let's think more deeply, what kind of power does the God's word have?
当福音传开来的时候，
When the gospel spread,
就在那个传讲的这个过程中间，
And in this preaching process,
发生了什么事情？
What happened?
发生了什么事情？
What happens?
以至于呢，一个人可能几十年受教育不改变，听上帝的道一天里面就改变过了。
A person who has never changed for decades after they hear this word of God changes in a day.
我们就追求那些能力。
And we will go after these powers.
这个能力是什么呢？
What is this power?
第一个能力，
First,
就是透视的能力。
And that is the power of penetration.
这个能力可以把人内心里面一切的肮脏污秽全部照明出来。
This power can illumine all the dirt in man's hearts.
我们每天起来都照镜子。
Every morning we get up, we look in the mirror.
照镜子不会使一个人更漂亮。
Looking in a mirror will not improve your beauty.
越看越看，可能越难看。
The more you look, the uglier you feel you are.
照镜子可以使你更清洁。
But looking in a mirror can help you cleanse yourself.
圣经的话如同镜子一样的。
The word of the Bible is like a mirror.
当一个人真正把神的真理传开的时候，
When a man really preaches God's word,
神自己的道就产生了第一个能力。
God's word will send out the first power,
透视的能力，
the power of penetration,
把人内心的一切的污秽都照明出来，
and illumine all the dirt in a man's
heart. 这个是其他的文化所没有办法做到的一点。
This is something that other cultures can never do.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个罪人如同在 X 光的下面，不能再隐藏自己一样的。
A sinner is like a person in X-ray, cannot hide himself.
这个撒玛利亚妇人说，这个人怎么知道我一切所做的事？
The Samaritan woman said, "How did you know all that I did?"
怎么把我内心里面的东西都讲出来呢？
How did you say everything that's in my heart?
这是福音的能力。
This is the power of the gospel.
我们一定要相信福音有这个能力。
We must believe that the gospel has this power.
请你注意一件很奇怪的事情。
Take note of very weird thing.
我不是说奇妙哈。
I did not say wonderful thing.
奇妙和奇怪有一个相同点。
There is one similarity between weirdness and wonderful.
就是不当发生而发生的叫做奇怪或者奇妙。
Weird is something that should not have happened but did.
那不同点在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
不该发生而发生的好事情叫做奇妙。
what should not have happened but happens, that's something that's good.
不该发生, 哦, 发生的坏事情, 叫奇怪,
but the bad thing that should not have happened but happened is weird.
我告诉你一件很奇怪的事情,
let me tell you a weird thing.
一个人得救的时候呢,
when a person is saved,
是因为他听到的时候发现自己是罪人,
is when he listens to the word and realizes he's a sinner.
所以他就流泪,
so he has tears.
他接受主的,
he accepts Christ.
所以非基督徒听到发现自己是罪人的时候, 他会很感激那个传道,
so a non-Christian who listens to the word realizes he's a sinner, he's thankful to the preacher.
但是当已经做基督徒很久的,听见牧师讲到这被他的罪, 他会气那个传道。
But a lot of Christians who have been Christians a long time, they hear the preacher preach the word of God, rebuking him, he's upset at the preacher.
这个什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
这表示呢, 不信主的比信主的更属灵, 对不对?
Does it mean that those non-Christians are more spiritual than Christians?
这个很奇怪了。
That's weird.
你做基督徒做了很久, 后来呢, 传道人讲你的, 你的毛病,
you've been a Christian a long time, preacher rebukes you, you get upset.
这表示我们得救的时候不是我们做工,
that means that when we were saved, it was not us, but it was God who worked.
神做工的时候呢,
when God works,
可以把一个人的心融化下来,
he can melt the heart of a man.
给他发现他是罪人,
let him realize that he is a sinner.
这个经验就是我忽然间暴露在大光之下无法逃避,
this kind of experience is awesome. I'm exposed to great light, I cannot escape.
我们今天做传福音的工作, 有没有看到这个能力?
Do we see this power?
哦,他们的心扎受扎一样的,
their heart is like they're bound up.
他们大声呼喊, 我们要怎么做才能得救呢?
They said, what can we do in order to be saved?
他们本性被暴露出来了,
their nature has been revealed.
他们里面的败坏都显明出来了,
their dirt has been revealed.
我盼望有这样的福音工作者,
I hope that there is this evangelist.
我们能有这样的能力,
we have this power.
把人心的败坏暴露出来,
to expose the dirt in man's heart.
因为主的能力在哪里?
It is because where Christ's power is.
当他们暴露的时候, 他们说主啊, 我需要你的医治。
When they're exposed, they say, Lord, I need your healing.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们不能学来的。
We cannot learn these things.
别人骂人, 我们也骂人。
Others scold people, we do the same.
有的人越骂人越多。
Some people scold, the more they scold, the more they scold even more.
有的人一骂人跑掉。
Some people scold and run away.
你需要能力。
You need the power.
能力。
Power.
透视的能力。
The power of penetration.
福音里面有的能力。
The power that's in the gospel.
我相信福音有这个能力。
I believe that the power has this strength, therefore I preach.
第二个能力,
the second power,
在福音传扬中间发生了什么事情?
What happens when the gospel is preached?
一种撤回的能力,
a power of destruction.
Destructive power.
A destructive power.
Destroying power. 这个撤回的能力是什么呢?
What is this kind of destructive power?
神没有建造以前,他一定要撤回,
before God builds up, he will destroy what is not according to his will.
这是神工作的一个很重要的原则,
this is a very important principle in God's work.
没有撤回就不能建造,
without destroying, there is no building.
所以当福音传开的时候呢,
when the gospel is preached,
就变成人的威胁,
it becomes a menace to man.
这是很正常的事情,
this is a normal thing.
请你注意听这句话,
listen to this.
当福音传开的时候,
when the gospel is preached,
人就受了威胁,
man is threatened.
因为如果要接受福音, 等于要撤回他原有的一切,
because to accept the gospel, his past will be destroyed.
这是福音同其他的宗教不同的地方,
this is the difference between the gospel and other religions.
这也是福音之所以很难被人接受的原因,
this is the reason why the gospel is hard to be accepted.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后,
after Adam and Eve sinned,
神要把用皮所做的衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻,
God used skin to make clothing to cover them up.
这表示先犯罪的是人, 先死的不是人。
It means that the man was the first one to sin, but man was not the first one to die.
人犯罪, 罪的工价应当是死, 但是不是亚当先死。
The wages of man's sin should be death, but Adam did not die.
是动物先死,
it was the animal that died.
那个怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
动物如果不死, 怎么哪里有皮呢?
If the animal doesn't die, how can he make clothing out of skin?
你可以想象,
you can imagine.
不知道是一只羊或者一只牛,
whether it be a bull or a lamb,
突然间创造他的主, 把他带到一个地方说, 我要杀死你。
Its creator brings it to a place and says, I will kill you.
主啊, 为什么你要杀我?
Why do you want to kill me?
我要用你的皮来给犯罪的人做衣服。
I'm going to make your skin into clothing for the sinner.
救赎性的恩典在那里显明出来。
The saving grace is revealed here.
那么当亚当要穿上这个皮衣的时候,
and when Adam was about to put on this skin clothing,
是不是像今天很冷外衣一件一件一直套上去呢?
Is it like putting on coats after coats? No.
你要先把那个枯黄的叶子把它吃下来。
You must first take off the leaves.
我告诉你那个黄的叶子是什么?
What is these leaves?
那就是人的文化。
That is culture.
我并没有轻看文化。
I don't look down on culture.
我到欧洲唯一 兴趣的就是在博物馆，总在音乐厅里。
When I went to Europe, the only places of my interest were the museums and the concert halls.
建筑、哲学、这个文化、戏剧、音乐都是我最爱的东西。
I love architecture, drama, music.
这是我特别喜欢。
This is what I
like. 我没有轻看文化。
I don't look down on culture.
我清楚看出文化根本不能做拯救人的工作。
But I can see clearly that culture cannot save man.
文化可以把人遮盖起来，使人看起来比较文、比较化。
Culture can cover up a man to make him look more civilized.
把他闻一闻，画一画，叫做文化。
Smell him, smells good, feels good. That's civilization.
神说撤下来。
But God says,
你不撤下来，没有办法用义袍穿在你身上。
If you don't take it off, you can never put on this righteous garment.
许多人恨恶福音的原因。
That's why so many people hate the gospel.
是因为福音成为他文化的威胁。
Because the gospel has become a threat to his culture.
Richard Niebuhr 在他的书里面讲这句话。
Richard Niebuhr said this in his book.
为什么犹太人一定要把耶稣钉十字架呢？
Why did the Jews have to crucify Christ?
因为基督的存在等于他们文化一定要消灭。
Because the existence of Christ meant the destruction of their culture.
如果他们文化要存在，基督一定要被消灭。
If their culture is to be retained, Christ must be destroyed.
这句话是把那个重点真正的中心穿出来了。
This has taken out the core of the problem.
我今天不是说我们基督教到的地方要消灭他们的文化。
I'm not saying that where Christianity goes, we're going to destroy the local culture.
我相信文化里面有很多是没有与福音相违背的事情。
I believe that there are a lot of things in culture that is in accordance with the gospel.
当然在文化里面也有一些与福音相违背的事情。
Yet there are some things in culture that's in contrast to the gospel.
文化里面与福音没有相违背的事情从哪里来的呢？
What is that which is in accordance with the gospel?
是不是人智慧的结晶呢？
Is it the
crystallization?
The crystallization of knowledge?
如果是 of wisdom,
of wisdom.
如果是的话，
if that is so,
我们还要问那智慧哪里来的。
We must know where does the wisdom come from?
所以我们只能做结论。文化里面智慧的结晶是普遍启示的一个必然结果。
We can only conclude that the crystallization of wisdom is the
必然的结果。
Is the conclusion of natural revelation.
那这个 general, not natural,
general revelation.
这普遍启示有这个大的功效。
The general revelation produces this result.
虽然是如此，
even it's like that,
我们不能忘记，
let us not forget,
自从人堕落以后，
When these people fall,
没有办法产生绝对完美无瑕无疵的文化。
They can never produce a perfect, flawless culture.
所以基督的真理的光照是净化文化。
So the illumination of Christ's light goes, it cleanses culture.
不是摧残文化。
It does not destroy culture.
虽然如此，那些不合神真理的事情都要撤回。
Even though that's so, but all that is in contrary to God's gospel will be destroyed. 这是
福音里面的第二个能力。
This is the second power of the gospel.
福音告诉我们虚假的宗教是没有用的。
The gospel tells us that fake religions are useless.
福音里面告诉我们人自己建立起来有罪的功劳是没有用的。
God tells us that what we have built up for ourselves is useless.
我们靠自己的行为要讨上帝喜悦是不可能。
It is impossible to please God by what we do.
福音告诉我们我们的文化里面的幻梦是不能成就的。
God tells us that the dream of our culture can never be fulfilled.
中国是礼仪之邦吗？
Is China the civilized nation? Yes.
中国文化很久远吗？
Chinese culture is long and deep.
是。
Yes.
中国是讲仁爱的吗？
China talks about love.
是。
Yes.
但是当70年到80年这10年全世界产生了1700万难民，其中1350万是共产国家制造出来的。
But a big portion of the refugees that came out in the decade between 70s and 80s were from communist countries.
The 13.5 million refugees produced by the communist country among the 17 refugees in all. 这些人出来的时候，
when these people came out,
礼仪之邦收几个难民。
How many refugees did these civilized nations take?
我是中国人。
Why am I Chinese?
你是中国人。
You are Chinese.
我们中国人礼仪之邦。
We are a civilized nation.
突然间 no function.
All of a sudden,
没有用的。
没有。
谁接受的？
Who can accept?
我问你，不要笑，谁接受的？
Who accepted?
当中国人出来，从越南跑出来。
When the Chinese left Vietnam,
北京接受多少？
Did Peking accept?
台北接受多少？
How many did Taipei take?
谁接受？
Who took them in?
回教国家接受吗？
Did the Islam countries take them in?
No function.
没有用。
All culture doesn't work.
所有的文化都没有用。
谁接受这些难民？
Who accepted?
是那些曾经受过上帝的爱同上帝的道影响过的国家。
It was those nations that have been influenced by God's word and love.
我们可以讲我的文化几千年。
I can say we're few thousand years of civilization.
I don't care.
我不管。
我看你在最 重要的时刻，你产生什么东西出来
？I see what you produce in the most crucial hour.
今天西方的世界并不等于基督教的世界。
Today, the Western world doesn't equal the Christian world.
西方的国家不等于基督教的国家。
The Western world doesn't equal the Christian world.
但西方的世界无形之中受基督教影响大得不得了。
But the Western world has been influenced by Christianity.
如果你故意不看清这个事情，你是一个近代的瞎眼的人。
If you purposely ignore this, you are the blind man of the century.
求主打开我们心灵的眼睛。
May the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
文化的限制在某一个范围里面。
Culture is restrained within certain boundaries.
神的道的力量高过这个文化。
Yet the power of God's word transcends.
当我们把福音传开的时候
，When we preach the gospel,
你里面有这样大的一个看法，福音是超过文化的。
You can see this great perspective. The gospel transcends culture.
求主给我们智慧，怎么样能在文化中间把那些好的当作是个桥梁，把福音传开。
May the Lord help us to see what is good in the culture to act as a bridge to preach the gospel.
这个叫做现在所讲的 contextualization.
This is the
第三样 contextualization.
Contextualization.
第三样，福音有什么能力呢？
What is the power of the gospel?
福音里面有一个寄语的能力 ，encountering power.
Thirdly, the gospel has an encountering power.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是福音传出来的时候
，that when the gospel is preached,
人到了某一个时刻没有办法逃走，不得不要面对面。
To a certain point, man can no longer get away. They have to contact with God.
没有办法
There's no way.
他一定要面对面，独自对上帝，独自存在对存在的源头交战。
He must individually, face to face, existence with the source of his existence, and give an account.
收人阿比基格高讲一句话。
Kierkegaard said,
他说 ，To exist is to be with oneself alone before God.
他说存在就是与你自己与神一起
你不自与神相会那是存在他是存在主义之父
He is the father of existentialism
这句话讲得非常非常的重要
He is a very, he said a very important thing
你面对神
When you face God
有一个面对面的那个关系
You have a relationship of face to face
我们今天传福音有没有把人带到他一定要面对神的那个关系
When we
那个紧密的中间
When we preach the gospel Do we bring man face to face with God
这是你注意看圣经里面当福音传开的时候产生了这个果效
This is the fruit that was born when the gospel was preached
我的创造者啊
My creator
我竟然遇到了你
I met you
我现在不能逃了
I cannot run away anymore.
你要我怎么样
What do you want me to do?
这是福音的第三个能力。
This is the third power of the gospel.
我们今天开布道会。
Today we have a crusade.
不是用皆大欢喜做结束。
We do not want to conclude with everyone happy.
诗歌很美丽。
The hymns were beautiful.
人流了几滴眼泪。
Some people shed some tears.
感到差不多。
We feel that's about right.
故事很好听。
The stories were
笑到我肚子痛。
Some people laugh until they have
finished. 以后再来听听好了。
Now come back and listen for more.
那是很肤浅的东西。
This is a very shallow thing.
布道到一个地步呢。
Up to a certain extent,
人很严肃的思想，我是神所造的，我背叛他。现在我要怎么样
？Now men will think I was created by God. I rebelled against Him. What am I going to do today?
这是福音的第三个能力。
This is the third power of the gospel.
使人面对面与神交锋。
To make men face to face have contact with God.
无法逃走。
They cannot run away.
一定要交账。
They must give an account.
一定要严肃思想。
They must solemnly think.
一定要更正这个关系。
They must correct this relationship.
福音的第三个能力。
This is the third.Power of the gospel.
第四个能力
The fourth power.
福音产生了什么能力呢
What kind of power comes out from gospel?
福音产生了一个审判的能力
The power of judgment.
当这个交会产生以后
When the encounter is began,
马上这个审判的功能就出来了
Then the judgment function comes out.
圣灵来了，要叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
The Holy Spirit will come and make man rebuke himself for righteousness, for judgment.
今天为义、为罪、为审判。
For sins, for righteousness, and for judgment.
Right. 那么自己审判自己。
They would judge themselves.
那么这个能力到底有没有在我们今天福音工作的里面呢
？Is this power in our gospel work today?
这个北欧的一个神学家叫这个叫做Continent.
Continent and North.